Thank God it's Friday!
Light it up, baby!
Hey!
Jesus criminy.
Hi, this is Evander Holyfield, and you are talking sports with Randy Harris.
Randy's on the sports scene. He's working all the time. Brings you all the scores you need, so get him on the line. Pick up the phone and call him now and say what's on your mind. They should pay him double, cause he's working overtime.
Evander Holyfield.
Craig LeBron,
Jim Palmer,
Tony Fernandez, Hardy Nickerson.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
Randy.
Bill Murphy.
My two-man Randy Savage.
Ray Nitschke.
Chris Evert.
George Foreman, and I'm talking sports with Randy.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
Randy Harris. I don't think he believes it.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
It's very important you don't stink today.
The Macho Man Randy Savage, and when I want to catch up on all the sports, I listen to the Randy Harris Show. That's the bottom line.
What is going on, everybody? This is another edition of Talking Sports with Randy Harris. This is Wegs here in the home studio with Randy out in Las Vegas covering UFC 209. This is Woodley versus Thompson, part deux, the rematch from the last welterweight title. Randy, how is Vegas treating you so far in preparation for a very, very anticipated, highly anticipated rematch?
Well, and good morning, everybody. Yeah, this is Randy Harris coming to you live from Las Vegas, UFC 209 tomorrow night at the T-Mobile Arena. It's not just the rematch. You know, it's also Khabib versus Tony Ferguson, a little testy yesterday at the weigh-in. It's Rashad Evans' first fight at middleweight, I believe. And his opponent, I had an opportunity to talk to Dan Kelly yesterday, and always the underdog, always expected him to lose, yet he continues to win. So this isn't necessarily a gimme fight, you know, for Rashad. We talked about pizza yesterday because, as you may or may not recall, Rashad Evans and Tony Ferguson were able to learn how to make pizza from Matt McClellan at Torta Pizza. So we talked about that. We'll talk a little bit about UFC 209 over the next, and listen to what I'm about to say to you, over the next 45 minutes.
45.
Yes, I am checking out early because there is a craps table that is calling my name, and they are going to teach us how to throw dice, how to play the game throwing dice. They're not going to teach us how to throw dice. They're going to teach us the game of throwing dice. So I'm looking forward to that, and I'll be able to report on that next week.
I hope you have better luck than I did when I was out there about 2 weeks ago. So we'll see how it goes.
I will for sure, because I'm not going to put 1 cent down on throwing dice. So I will be. I did win a little bit yesterday on a video hold'em, and I took my $36.40 and said, thank you very much. I'm out. And that will be the extent of my gambling out here.
Well, so that's profitable.
What's going on back home as we get ready for a lot of sporting events coming to town next week? You have the Valspar next week. I believe you have the St. Pete Grand Prix next week.
Yes,
obviously,
sir.
Spring training just kicked off. I went out Monday and watched the Tampa Bay Rays take on the Philadelphia Phillies. And to me, this is the best time. I like spring training so much more than real games. Even though you don't have a whole lot of real players playing spring training, it's just going out there. The players are, you know, a little more accessible to the media, to the fans. I enjoy that. And of course, I enjoy Delco and the Philly cheesesteaks that I get over there at the new Spectrum Field.
Now, one of the things that obviously comes up all the time regarding spring training is, should we get excited about it? And certainly you pointed out multiple reasons, but the play on the field and more specifically the results we see tend to have some people more excited than others. But We saw a 19-run game for the Rays already this spring training. Jake Odorizzi and Chris Archer both starting off hot. And it's one of those things where it's like, well, pump the brakes. You're expecting your big-name guys to come in and get into the groove of things. But really, the big part of spring training are the bubble guys that are trying to really play at the top of their ability and be an exciting addition to the team just so that they can make the roster.
Yeah, you know, obviously we're still early, you know, in that, in the fact that, you know, Monday, I think only one, maybe two starters came out to, I still want to call it Jack Russell. So it shows you how far we got to go back.
Jack old Russell, school.
You know, Bright House Field, and then, of course, Spectrum. You know, yeah, I mean, that's what it's about because typically you know, 90% of your roster. And from your standpoint, since I only saw very brief about it, any update on David Price and your Boston Red Sox?
I don't know if I'd go as far as to say my Boston Red Sox, but are you talking about the injury that happened? I also saw that there's now a David Price rule that they're going to be talking about.
Well, we'll continue talking about spring training. You know, I want to talk a little bit more about David Price and will he not need Tommy John surgery, which would be a huge blow, obviously, to the Red Sox. We'll talk a little bit more about the Tampa Bay Rays. But first and foremost, as we do every other week, let's welcome back to the program, Steve Savagnin. Steve, how are you?
I am good, Randy. How are you? But I got to tell you, I wish I was in Florida right now because we have a blizzard up here. I can't see the building across the street from my office window.
Wow, that's awful, but I wish I was in Florida as well. I am in Las Vegas, Nevada.
Well, that's just as good because it's drier there.
Yeah, sometimes too dry. I've gone through, I think, two towels so far of cleaning my nose because it's so dang dry out here. But one thing you don't need to clean is your ears when you're using the Audio-Technica product.
Absolutely. You know, and today we've got the Audio-Technica ATH-ANC50IS, which is part of our QuietPoint active noise canceling headphone line. And these are amazing over-the-ear active noise canceling headphones.
You know, it's funny that we're talking about this unit, Steve, because I've changed. And we've always talked about that I use the earbuds when I'm on the plane. I have now moved over to this unit. I love this unit. I love the over-ear now. I've always been an inner-ear guy. But I'm starting to like the over-ear, you know, kind of protects your ear a little bit, you know, the cushion, you know, headphone sides. I really like this unit.
You know, it's a great headphone. It's really designed for the traveler because it has the active noise reduction that reduces background noise up to 87%. And it's got a detachable cable because sometimes you don't really want to listen to the in-flight entertainment or your portable player. You just want to, you know, drown out that drone of the airplane and all the other little weird noises going on. So you can unplug the cable and just use the headphones strictly for their active noise cancellation.
God, that makes sense now. I never understood why. Now I understand why you could take it apart. See? That's why these segments are so valuable.
Well, you know, not only that, it is active noise cancellation. So it, you know, it runs on a AAA battery, and it's got exceptionally long battery life. However, there is that chance that, you know, you're traveling around the world in a single flight, and or you forget to replace your battery over time, and the battery dies mid-flight. These will go into a passive mode, and you can still use them to listen to your in-flight entertainment or your portable music device. You just don't have the active noise cancellations, which is a really good thing because I'm one of those guys that always forgets to carry a spare battery, and you know, I keep using my headphones, and lo and behold, you know, in the middle of a cross-country flight, all of a sudden my battery dies, so I've got that capability as well.
And again, funny to touch base on that because as I got extra battery, and I forgot it, so this is another great feature to have. Also, as more units are now starting to do this, you can answer your phone, you can do some other things other than just listen to music.
Exactly. Providing you've got the right kind of smartphone, the inline control allows you to answer calls, control your music, and so on and so forth right from the phone. And all the controls are in the ear cup, so there's nothing in the cable. There's no little remote buttons or anything of that nature. The microphone for the calls, the buttons to control your play are all right in the ear cup on the headphones, so it makes that even easier to do.
You would almost think that you and I talked this morning, and I swear on whatever I need to swear on, you and I have not talked this morning, because I was so excited I was going to use the headset, you know, with my iPhone 7, got on the plane, and then I remembered I can't do that with this one, so I had to pull out the old 6 that I have a music on as well. People need to remember, they need to bring that adapter, or you're not going to be able to use anything.
Exactly. You need to bring that adapter, because, you know, even though the iPhone people will say, well, you just use your Bluetooth device. On an airplane, you're not allowed to use Bluetooth transmission. So, you know, bring out your old iPhone 6, bring out your iPod. I actually use my own dedicated iPod. I keep all my music on that. I keep my music off my phone rather than plug up the phone with music.
Yeah, I definitely do that as well. Where can people get more information on this awesome product that not only everybody should go out and own, I own as well?
Well, you can find out more information by visiting our website at www.audio-technica.com, and the product profile page is the ATH-ANC50IS, and you can even buy it now by clicking the Add to Cart on the website.
And I strongly suggest doing that. We will give this this product away as I'm looking at it. We will give it away tonight at 11:59:59. And before I let you go, describe what that COAT word is, and do you have one handy that you will be needing when you head out to lunch or head home?
Oh, absolutely. I have my down-filled winter parka with hood, because it is definitely a winter wonderland out here today. And, you know, it was 60 degrees on Monday, and I thought, good, we're ready, man. Spring is here. But nope, we got hit again with that lake effect snow. So it's good hockey season, I guess.
Well, there you go. Well, stay inside, stay warm, enjoy your weekend, and we will talk to you in 2 weeks. That is Steve Sovanu from Audio Technica. Thanks, Steve.
Thanks, Randy.
Okay, take care. We will be giving away this unit once again, 11:59:59 tonight. So you have all day, you know, to register. So before we go hit our first break, I know you saw it, Alex, but for those of you that do not follow me on Facebook, as I head over to the Wax Museum, and it was funny because once I went in the Wax Museum, I hung out with Chuck Liddell and then tweeted or texted Chuck saying, hey, we need to hang out more often. He kind of thought that was pretty funny. But as I was headed there, Tape Face from America's Got Talent was walking by, and it made up for the fact that I didn't want to go to the Venetian, go anywhere near that Wax Museum. Meeting Tape Face was pretty cool.
So what did he have anything to say for you?
No, he has tape on his face. He can't talk.
That was the joke.
That's why he's called Tape Face. We can talk, but we also need to pay bills as well. So let's run out and do that. This is Talking Sports. We'll be right back.
This is the Tantalk Radio Network.
Got bills? Looking for work, but nobody is hiring? StaffZone is. As the leading provider of commercial construction, industrial, and special event staffing throughout the Southeast and Texas, StaffZone has plenty of work to go around, and they need you now. Don't wait. Go now to www.thestaffzone.com and find a branch closest to you. Work today, get paid today. That's the StaffZone way.
CubeSmart Self-Storage recognizes that people have special storage needs, and that's why our facilities offer a wide variety of storage solutions, including household, business, and vehicle storage. With hundreds of storage facilities nationwide and locations in the Pinellas County area, you will always have a location convenient for you. Check them out at CubeSmart.com. That's CubeSmart.com. CubeSmart, the home of all Talking Sports, giveaways, and equipment.
We're playing your song at the 2017 Florida Strawberry Festival. Today is Publix Feeding Florida Day. Bring any Publix brand non-perishable item and get $5 off the $20 Fun Pack Ride coupon book from noon to 10 p.m. Tonight is Moonlight Magic from 10 p.m. to 2 a.m. Ride all night for just $25. Don't miss Willie Nelson and family at 3:30.
He's on the road again.
and Kip Moore at 7:30 p.m. on the Wish Farm Soundstage. Saturday is Kane Brown and Three Doors Down. The 2017 Florida Strawberry Festival, now through March 12th, with hundreds of exhibits, arts and crafts, free entertainment, and awesome food featuring Plant City's delightful and delicious strawberry shortcake. Get details and tickets today at flstrawberryfestival.com. That's flstrawberryfestival.com. Or visit a participating public supermarket for discount admission tickets. The 2017 Florida Strawberry Festival. We're playing your song.
Are you ready for major winners, a major singer, and major flavor? It's time for the Valspar Championship presented by BB&T, March 6th through the 12th to see the top golfers on the PGA Tour at Innisbrook's Copperhead Course. Enjoy new foodie experiences like the Valspar Food Truck Rally, plus a free concert with Toby Keith on Saturday, March 11th with Saturday admission. Kids 15 and under are free and will love the Family Fun Zone. For tournament tickets, visit ValsparChampionship.com.
You're hungry. Where do you go to eat?
Berg Sports Bar and Grill.
You want to have a drink? Where do you go?
Berg Sports Bar and Grill.
Having a get-together with the guys from the softball team? Where do you do it?
That's right. Berg Sports Bar and Grill.
Located at 1320 Central Avenue, St. Petersburg, right across from Tropicana Field, Berg's is the best place to take the whole family for food and fun. Going to a Rays game? Have dinner before the game at Berg's, and after the Rays win, come and celebrate with all your friends at Berg's, right across from the Trop. So come down and see Berg and the whole gang at Berg Sports Bar and Grill.
Ferg Sports Bar and Grill.
This is the Tan Talk Radio Network.
Hi, this is Boomer Esiason, and you're listening to Talkin' Sports with Randy Harris. So stay right there.
Here come the Jesters. One, two, three.
So what is going on, everybody? Alex back in the main studio. I am coming to you live from Las Vegas, Nevada, UFC 209. Tomorrow night, the main event, Tyron Woodley against Stephen Wonderboy Thompson, who was on our show Wednesday. Good kid. I like him a lot. I like T-Rod, too. The only thing is, get off on all these things that you're complaining about. He claims that he is the most disrespected champion of all time, and that his color has something to do with it. Maybe I'm naive. I don't buy it. I don't believe. We need to talk about that. We need to talk about the co-main event, which this is going to be a barn burner. I had the opportunity to talk to Eddie Bravo, who is one of Tony Ferguson's coaches. And he said, gave a lot of credit, a lot of props to Khabib. He said the guy is unbelievable. He's unbelievably talented. He's unbelievably strong. But the thing that he can do to Thompson, he may take him down. Tony will know how to get out of every single position that puts him in. And you know what? I believe Eddie Bravo. Eddie Bravo knows what he's doing on the ground. So those two fights alone have me anticipating tomorrow's UFC 209.
I have to agree with you in the sense that I don't think Woodley is necessarily the... he may feel that he's the most disrespected for whatever reason. He has brought his race into it. In a sport like MMA, you're talking about one of the most culturally diverse sports out there. So for him to say that his race could potentially be the reason why he's disrespected, he may be the most disrespected, and he certainly might feel that way, but I don't think that his race is the cause. So I think that's a little bit... far-fetched, but that's just my opinion too. I mean, if he feels it's a big enough issue to bring it up, then he's certainly well within his rights to do so as well.
Scheduled later today, and I will, for the first time in a long time, I'm going to run over to the weigh-ins, the fake weigh-ins. The real weigh-ins, I think, are going on as we speak, but the fake weigh-ins, just for the sake of fans and TV, I'm going to head over there only because it's the return of GSP, as it was announced by Dana White the other day, GSP, an automatic rematch. So he's going to get a title fight against Michael Bisping here in Las Vegas. I, for one, don't think he deserves it. I, for one, think it's a total clowns the whole everything. But it's about money. This company just spent over $4 billion, needs to start making money back, and that's how they're going to do it. GSP is one of them.
Well, I I really don't. I think that this is what people want to see. True fans, at least, they don't want to see this. On Wednesday night, we obviously discussed this at length, and just discussion with people that I know around here who are MMA fans, members of the Randy regime out there on Twitterverse and Facebook, who have chimed in, and they're like, "Well, this is they recognize it as the sideshow that it is. The only problem is when it all is said and done, and the time comes for the fight to happen." Will people be watching it? Yes, they will. So watching it. Basically, the UFC are making the right decision in putting something like this together. And I truly believe that the next sideshow to come down the pike for us will be a GSP Conor McGregor fight, potentially at welterweight. And when we see that, that will happen before any sort of Conor McGregor Floyd Mayweather sideshow. I think Conor's next fight will be an MMA fight, not a boxing match. All right. Good discussion. I think that with what we have seen in the past, this was not necessarily a predictable move. I think that GSP's return was imminent. It has been for some time. We have also discussed the fact that there has been a lot of back and forth between the UFC, GSP, and then the sponsors as well, because there's the Reebok deal with the UFC. Then you have George St. Pierre's deal with Under Armour. So when you put that all together, this was a long time coming, but personally, I didn't necessarily see an automatic immediate title shot for the middleweight belt, especially for somebody who made his name and has only fought within the welterweight division. So we'll see how everything pans out. I don't think that GSP has a snowball's chance in Florida, I'll put it that way, right now, at winning this fight, because you're talking about somebody who has been at middleweight, who has fought at middleweight. He cuts down to that weight, and then he puts on weight from weigh-in up until the fight. So when you're looking at everything put together, I think it's going to be not even an exciting fight. People are just going to be watching two names going at it in the octagon.
I'm not sure that I'm going to watch.
You know, is it something that we have the hardcore fans that are saying that it's not what they want to see, but I still think that a lot of them will go ahead and, even if they don't purchase it, they'll go somewhere that is showing it.
Again, you know, that could be, and I don't mean for it to be a lot of GSP hate. It's just, and I argued with somebody on Facebook earlier today, guy's been gone over 3 years. How does he warrant an automatic title shot? You know, yeah, he left as a champion, highly controversial. A lot of people thought he lost that fight to Johnny Hendricks. He walked away way too long. You know, I've talked in the past about how if a champion comes from another organization, Gilbert Melendez was able to get a pretty, I believe it was an automatic title shot when he joined the UFC. I'm okay with that. I'm just not okay with a guy that's been gone as long as he has to walk right in and get a title shot. I'm sure Michael Bisping loves this because fighting GSP is so much safer than fighting Jacare or Romero, who had the title shot. So now he's got to sit and wait. So as far as Bisping's concerned, he beats Luke Rockhold. He fights Dan Henderson that some people thought he lost. And now he's going to fight, I think, an easier gimme fight than fighting Romero.
And he's probably going to make a whole lot more money from this fight than any other fight, too.
Sure, because he'll get points on the pay-per-view, absolutely, and GSP is going to bring in a lot of pay-per-view buys. There's no doubt.
Do you think that this is going to set a new record?
I'm going to say no, just because I don't want to give credit to another circus fight. You know, we always talk about, you know, Bellator and some of these other organizations that do these circus freak shows, And the UFC has done it before, you know, with the Randy Couture fight and the boxer who I can't remember his name. So it's not the first time, but it certainly won't be the last, you know, as well. Let's jump back, because like I said, I'm only going to hang out here until about a quarter of. Let's jump back to the rumor. We're still waiting to hear from the Boston Red Sox on David Price. How serious is the injury? Will they just need to survive without him, or are they going to need to go out and replace and get somebody?
Well, they should know a little bit later this week. They are looking for a second opinion from Dr. James Andrews, who has made his name working on pretty much anybody that is of high profile in the sports world when it comes to orthopedic issues. And so usually when his name is involved, that's a huge red flag. So they will be seeing him later this week, get that second opinion to determine how this forearm / elbow injury is going to affect him. But if they do have to start looking at other options, I think that this may end up somehow affecting the Tampa Bay Rays, because whenever over the last season and a half, whenever stuff like this happens, or once the trade deadline comes around, a big name that has come up multiple times is Chris Archer. And this is an opportunity potentially for the Red Sox to come and offer, maybe get him for a little bit less than they otherwise might have needed to throw around, just because Archer's coming off of an off year. So you look at his upside coming off of last season, where it wasn't what we were expecting. He didn't look like the ace that he was and is. However, you put him into that rotation where you fit him in and he's not expected to be the ace. He doesn't have a whole lot of pressure on him. I think that might be an opportunity for him to thrive, and the Red Sox might be able to swoop in and steal him away.
Right, I'm going to say that will never, ever happen. If, in fact, they go to trade Archer, there is no way that the Rays trade him to the Boston Red Sox or the New York Yankees or the Baltimore Orioles or, for that matter, the Toronto Blue Jays. I see them trading him. Now, will he eventually make his way to the Red Sox? That's a possibility. But I don't see any way that the Rays will trade him to a division opponent straight up, no matter what they're willing to give him.
No matter what.
Well, I mean, all right, let me take that back. I don't think they're going to do it for...
Never say never.
I'm sorry?
Never say never. It could happen.
You're correct. You know, unless they're going to... The only way that I see that trade happening is if they get three stars / starters, or three starters / stars, and 45% interest of the Boston Red Sox. That's the only way they're going to do it. And Matt Damon is thrown in.
And Matt Damon. Not
Johnny Damon, Matt Damon.
But do we want Matt Damon?
Well, yeah, because if you get Matt Damon, you get Jimmy Kimmel as well. So, you know, it's kind of a package deal. But there, okay. I just don't see it happening. First, you know, as you know, trading within your division is so rare already. Then to send somebody that you know what the guy's value is, how good he was 2 years ago. Yeah, he struggled. I know he's headed off to the World Baseball Classic as well. I just don't see that trade happening in our division.
Well, certainly it is still very early, not only in this all of this this spring training that we have to go through in the season, but still within the context of this injury. Plenty of time still to find out, and they'll make their decision one way or the other, and we might see something here in the next week or two. But with that said, one half down, we have plenty of stuff to still get to. We have more MLB, NFL news, anything and everything that's sports related. We'll be talking about it here on Talking Sports. We'll be right back.
Thank you. This is the Tan Talk Radio Network.
Check out our friends at West Chase Golf Club, just north of the airport off the Veteran Expressway, for a beautiful and challenging course. I've been out there many times, and the greens are great. Quiet, upscale, but very public, West Chase is consistently ranked in the top 10 nationally and number one in the state of Florida for customer service by the National Golf Foundation. Ask about the Advantage Card. Just $25 for Florida residents, and you'll get up to 40% off your greens fees, free use of the GPS system, and a bunch more. Log on to WestChaseGC.com for more. West Chase Golf Club. It's not private. You'll just think it is.
Star Wars Celebration returns to Orlando April 13th through the 16th, and you won't want to miss a single day of the excitement. It's four fun-filled days of costumes, exhibits, a vibrant, interactive show floor, screenings, exclusive merchandise, celebrity guests, panels, autograph sessions, fan-inspired activities, and other surprises celebrating all things Star Wars. Visit StarWarsCelebration.com for more information and to get your tickets. We will see you April 13th through the 16th in Orlando for Star Wars Celebration.
At Torta Pizza, we pride ourselves on making delicious, healthy food at an affordable price. Signature pizzas, fresh salads, hearty subs, and calzones. Torta Pizza has it all and offers dine-in, carry-out, and delivery service. Torta Pizza is located on 4th Street in St. Petersburg. So give them a call today, 727-895-5555. 727-895-5555. You'll be glad you did.
Got split ends? Thanks to Mick for hair at Got Split Ends Salon, the whole Talking Sports team can say,
we look marvelous. Fabulous.
Split Ends Salon is a family hair salon with affordable prices and conveniently located at 4376 Park Boulevard in Pinellas Park. Sarah, the colorist and style director, can do it all. And if Mick can make me look good, then you know he's a miracle worker. So give Got Split Ends a call today at 727-481-8605.
Construction companies always face hiring challenges. Do you need temporary help on your project? Or maybe you want a true partner for all of your staffing needs? StaffZone is construction staffing excellence, providing both skilled and general labor positions. And we want to work for you. For all of your construction staffing needs, call us at 877-247-ZONE or visit us online at thestaffzone.com to find your local branch. Our staffing professionals are eager and ready to earn your business. That's 877-247-ZONE.
This is the Tan Talk Radio Network.
Hi, this is Boomer Esiason, and you're listening to Talking Sports with Randy Harris, so stay right there.
Fireball.
So we do need to talk about something that happened very, very impactful here in the Tampa Bay area. For all those for all those Lightning fans, we lost a bolt and gained a handful of players because the Lightning sent Ben Bishop out to the LA Kings in a trade with them for Peter Buttigieg, Eric Cernak, a seventh round pick, and a conditional, another conditional pick for the 2017 draft. Bishop and a fifth round selection for 2017 was sent out to LA. So, thoughts on the trade? Buttigieg, I hope I'm pronouncing that right, had a 27-20-3 record with a 2.12 goals against average. Bishop thus far had a 16-12 record with a 0.911 save percentage and where's his GAA? 2.55 goals against. So was that the right move at the right time?
Absolutely, 1,000,000,000%. And you know why? Yes, I think it was yesterday the Las Vegas Golden Knights made their final payment to the NHL. They are now an official NHL hockey team. Well, obviously, NHL hockey team. Which means Bishop was going to go on the expansion draft. because you can't protect two goalies. Every team can only protect one goalie, which means you're going are you kidding me? Of course they're going to take Ben Bishop, right? For nothing?
Sure.
So yeah. It does make sense that you make the trade. Now, somebody here in Las Vegas suggested this to me 6 months ago, 8 months ago when it came out for one of the UFCs. Why didn't they trade then? Now, they probably couldn't do it then, but they could have done it yesterday, to Las Vegas. Is he not worth a first-round draft pick? Will they find a better goalie? You have to build, obviously, around a goalie, especially when it's a brand-new team. You're going to, you know, cherry-pick from different teams. But absolutely, it was the right decision to trade him. I can't say, you know, whether that was the right trade. What they got, is it worth? I don't know. But, yeah, you definitely wanted to trade him before the expansion draft, for sure.
Well, the bulk of the experience is coming with Buddaj. Eric Cernak, he's played in 41 games in the Ontario Hockey League, so definitely not the same sort of experience. He's only a 19-year-old defenseman, so somebody that they feel they're going to be able to grow up to take over once we see some of our great defensemen leave, be it through trade or retire or what have you. So, but Buddaj, certainly not the 6'7 guy we're used to seeing. He's 6'1", but he's played in the 53 games I mentioned, a .917 save percentage. So if you're just looking at strictly by the numbers, Bishop just not who he used to be. And we'll see how the draft picks go as well in the upcoming draft. So more draft picks typically means more chances for that next star that we're not expecting.
And let me just throw this out. When you said Bishop's not what he used to be, what did he used to be? A guy that made too many costly mistakes, you know, would come at a goal at silly times, give up really ridiculous goals, and then get hurt in the playoffs and or the Stanley Cup. So,
well, that's true. He was also a Vezina Award trophy finalist. So can't discredit the numbers at the end of the season as well.
Because of the expansion draft, obviously was the right decision. Obviously was, I'm going to say, the right time, because they know better than we do. So,
right.
You know, time to move on. So, and we shall.
So with that said, moving on, the next step for the Tampa Bay Rowdies is going to be apparently on May 2nd, because the St. Petersburg City Council has announced that they're going to hold a May 2nd special election to discuss the deal set for Al Lang Stadium. And basically everything that needs to happen for St. Pete to have a soccer-specific stadium that would be required for an MLS team. So this is going to be a very, very big day. I know it's still a couple months out, but just they're making that push, and the use agreement for that stadium can't exceed 25 years, but it would allow Al Lang Stadium's primary purpose to be the home field for the Major League team if the Rowdies do get selected for the expansion for MLS. So do you see any sort of reason why this should not go favorably for the Rowdies?
If the only stipulation of the referendum is just to turn Al Lang into a predominantly soccer stadium, no, I don't see that's going to be any issues at all. I don't know, and I don't know if you know this, is anything else included in that? Is any, you know, taxes being raised for the St. Pete residents or the Pinellas County residents? I don't know. If it is, I say no, it gets shot down. But if all this referendum is to turn it into a soccer stadium, then I see absolutely no problem with that. It's ironic, I had a discussion with somebody out here in Las Vegas just yesterday who formerly was involved with the Tampa Bay Rays. And we talked about, you know, the Rays and some of the mistakes that they made in their early life. And probably the biggest mistake they made was spring training at Al Lang Stadium, spring training in St. Petersburg, chasing the St. Louis Cardinals out, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. So it's sad for me growing up in the Tampa Bay area, growing up in St. Petersburg, where Al Lang, when you say Al Lang, what do you think of? You think of the St. Louis Cardinals. You think of spring training. You know, you could even think of the Mets, because I know that they played there, you know, some as well. The Baltimore Orioles, that was their home field as well. So times move on. There'll never be another, you know, team, never say never. There will probably not be another spring training home to another Major League Baseball team, so I see nothing wrong with turning it into a basically a useless facility and making it soccer.
Well, I do know the answer to that question, and the answer is no, it will not raise taxes because this is a 100% privately funded venture. So Bill Edwards is putting $80 million of his money into this stadium specifically to avoid that issue with raising of taxes that would be passed down to the residents. And the residents will be the ones making their vote on May 2nd. So with that said, and if that still remains the case, then yeah, this could be another big milestone and check on the list of things to do for MLS to come to St. Pete.
And then let me ask you this, soccer boy. When MLS decides not to come to St. Petersburg and Al Lang Stadium, would it then overturn that and turn it back into whatever it's under now? Or is that vote after MLS decides to go elsewhere?
Well, I'm kind of curious when this all plays out, because when it comes down to it, this is a soccer-specific stadium right now, for the most part. They went ahead and they stopped playing baseball games there. They have turned it into a primarily soccer stadium, soccer-specific stadium anyway. But I have to imagine there would have to be stipulations covering themselves in case that does happen to be able to bring in other venue, either other teams or other sports to still be able to say it's a multi-use stadium. Even if that does mean that they would have to go back to baseball.
Okay, let's don't eat up the last 2 or 3 minutes that I have left on today's show talking about one of my least favorite sports in European football. There's got to be something else. Even the IndyCars coming next week excite me, and it excites me a great deal, more than, you know, soccer in the Tampa Bay area, in the U.S. of A., or for that matter, any place other than World Cup or the Olympics. Give me your thoughts on next week's St. Pete Grand Prix.
Well, it's a huge time for this area, down by Al Lang, down by Albert Witted. Everybody gets to enjoy the loud noises that IndyCar brings. Traffic tends to be a little bit crazier down there, but it's always my favorite event of every single year. And I truly feel that whenever you talk about Will Power and his success in the past, not only at the St. Pete Grand Prix, he has won it twice already, but his career success, I like him as a front runner. Last year, he actually was forced to miss the race. He had gone through the qualifying, the pole position qualifying, with an illness. He got the pole position, but continued to decline, and he had to miss the actual race, allowing Juan Pablo Montoya to win his second in a row. Now, Juan Pablo Montoya not racing this year. He has a one race contract for the Indy 500 with Team Penske, so he will not be there. One less very, very good driver that's going to be in this year, and I like Will Power to retake his title as champ of the St. Pete Grand Prix.
Yeah, but isn't that the easy way? You know, that's like saying the Yankees are going to beat Northeast High School. I think on the show next Friday, we both need to take an underdog, a slim picking kind of guy. You know, Will Powers cannot be one of the ones that either you, I, or Ed pick. So we'll have a week to not only do some research, we're going to go down to the track on Wednesday and Thursday. We'll get some other stuff done, and then we will pick who we think's going to win, whose name is not Will Powers. How's that?
Okay. All right. Fair enough. We'll look at the the list of racers for this year, and we'll have our number one pick, but I guess an underdog deserves a little bit of credit.
Absolutely. Every dog deserves his day. Speaking of which, I'm going to check out. I'm going to run downstairs, learn how to play this game with the dice. I'm going to go hit the Bellagio Buffet. Then I'll go do a little interview with GSP. Going to go hang out with Nick Carter later tonight. So a lot of cool stuff coming to you here in Las Vegas. Check it out as I'm getting ready to go cover UFC 209. I'm going to throw it back to Alex and see you guys next week.
All right, so you'll have to deal with me for the last 15 minutes, but let's go ahead and hit this break real quick. You have been listening to Talking Sports, and we will be right back.
This is the TAN Talk Radio Network.
The world's most exotic cars are gathering for the 14th annual Festival of Speed, presented by Burst Smith Porsche, Sunday, April 2nd in St. Petersburg's Vinoy Park. Festivals of Speed is a gathering of the world's most exotic automobiles, motorcycles, and luxury brands. Names like Lamborghini, Ferrari, Rolls-Royce will all be on display. Start the weekend off with the exciting luxury lifestyle reception, a fabulous display of exotic cars, open bar, great food, and more. Use ticket code TAMPA to get 50% off Sunday tickets. Want to be involved? For sponsorship information, visit festivalsofspeed.com. That's festivals with an S of speed.com. Or call 352-385-9450. That's 352-385-9450.
Since 2004, Staff Zone has been the superior choice for construction, industrial, and special event staffing. Staff Zone currently has 20 locations throughout the Southeast and Texas. Servicing thousands of clients annually, Staff Zone is blue-collar staffing excellence, and we want to work for you. Call us today at 877-247-ZONE or visit us online at thestaffzone.com. Our staffing professionals are eager and ready to earn your business.
Are you ready for major winners, a major singer, and major flavor? It's time for the Valspar Championship presented by BB&T, March 6th through the 12th to see the top golfers on the PGA Tour at Innisbrook's Copperhead Course. Enjoy new foodie experiences like the Valspar Food Truck Rally, plus a free concert with Toby Keith on Saturday, March 11th with Saturday admission. Kids 15 and under are free and will love the Family Fun Zone. For tournament tickets, visit ValsparChampionship.com.
Check out our friends at West Chase Golf Club, just north of the airport off the Veteran Expressway, for a beautiful and challenging course. I've been out there many times, and the greens are great. Quiet, upscale, but very public, West Chase is consistently ranked in the top 10 nationally and number one in the state of Florida for customer service by the National Golf Foundation. Ask about the Advantage Card. Just $25 for Florida residents, and you'll get up to 40% off your greens fees, free use of the GPS system, and a bunch more. Log on to westchasegc.com for more. West Chase Golf Club. It's not private. You'll just think it is.
Quadrum Fitness Center, located at 7670 49th Street North in Pinellas Park, just completed a $2 million plus upgrade. The facility is unbelievable, and the new equipment will blow your mind. Give the high intensity classes, the group classes, or the signature classes a try today. Call 727-827-7979 and set up a visit or a training session with a trainer. Fitness for young hearts and beyond. Check them out at quadrumfitness.com.
This is the TAN Talk Radio Network.
Hey, this is Dylan Hart Jr., and you're talking sports with Randy Harris.
One, two, one, two, three.
Oh, yeah, yeah. Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah. Ooh. Oh, yeah, yeah. Oh, yeah, 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 yeah.
Ooh. Never ever. Kind of ironic that we have Dale Earnhardt Jr. doing that particular liner. We just had the Daytona 500 last week, and he made his return back from his concussion injury to the NASCAR series. Didn't end too well for him, but just to get back into the car is something that there's a lot to be said for that, and surely wish him the best. So Do want to talk a little bit about some football as well. Looks like Brandon Marshall has posted his farewell before his release from the Jets. And I know one of the things that has been talked about in the past couple weeks in between the end of the NFL season and once we have the draft coming up and or the combine, the draft, and everything that goes into the offseason, what do the Bucs need to do and where should they start to add? And maybe youth should be what they're going after for wide receiver core, but to get them in for a cheap year, 2 year contract, especially with the question mark that is Vincent Jackson's health, need a veteran presence to help as an addition to Mike Evans and company. I don't know. It's something I just saw. Had a quick thought. I don't know what your thoughts might be on that, Ed. Is that somebody that you would think would be a positive player for the Tampa Bay Bucks? Good talk. All right. So moving right along from that, I also want to I need to throw out some shout-outs, just some unsolicited shout-outs real quick, because I have recently been going through some car issues, and I have to say that everybody over at Tires Plus and Tyrone, amazing group of people to work with. My Jeep, I have a Jeep Wrangler, 08 Jeep Wrangler, that had the engine seize on it, oil pump failed, and they were able to get me in immediately. I had my had it towed over, and they took a look at it, made sure that every option was on the table for me, and once we were able to pick which direction I wanted to go, everything was done within about a day. So I can't thank Pat Searcy, Harry over at Tires Plus in the Tyrone Mall, Tyrone Square Mall parking lot, that location, everybody over there. Really, really great and awesome to work with. So I appreciate that. As well as over at Blue Wave Sushi, might be trying to do something here pretty soon. They're up in Pinellas Park, right there on Park Boulevard, up at 49th, right across the street from Quadrum Fitness Center, as a matter of fact. So new location, and might be worth taking a look at them, because they have some big things coming up here in the next couple days. They're going to be making some changes that I think everybody will thoroughly enjoy. Let me just throw out these words, all you can eat. So that is something that everybody loves, especially Randy and Sean. So I'll have to drag them over there. But big news coming out of Green Bay. It looks like Clay Matthews will not be having shoulder surgery. He is out of the woods with that injury that he sustained in November. He called it a cheap shot that he got from Philadelphia Eagles guard Alan Barber. He was having issues, but he was able to see a specialist. Speaking of seeing guys like Dr. James Andrews and orthopedic issues, but it looks like we will see him and his flowing locks coming out from that bright yellow helmet up there in Green Bay. Ed, you back yet?
Yeah, I'm here.
Okay, because I had asked a question earlier, wasn't sure what your thoughts were on Brandon Marshall. Looks like he is about to be released by the Jets, and I posed the question, if you think that might be a good, maybe 1-2 year cheap contract to bring over just to give a little bit of support to the question mark that is Vincent Jackson's health in case something happens, because obviously with the offseason coming up for the NFL and trying to answer the question of what the Bucs should do next, some people have said that the wide receiver core needs some more depth and try to bolster that up, maybe in the draft go young there. But do you think Brandon Marshall would be worth bringing to the Bucs at all?
I don't think he's worth the baggage. He's got off the field issues. He's on inside the NFL Weekly, and for a guy that's doing commentating while he's playing, he sure doesn't back it up on the field. So I at his age, he's not that old, but he's just too much baggage. I don't think they need that kind of distraction.
Even if it's just for a short amount of time, because, I mean, if it's not somebody that you're spending, A, a lot of money on, and, B, a lot of time on, if he's there just as that, I guess, a Band-Aid, if you will, still too much to overcome there?
Well, he's no Odell Beckham you're bringing in. I mean, what has he really done in the last couple of years? Really, what's he done?
Yeah, that's a good point. I mean, so with that said, who would be somebody to bring in? Or is that just a straight up go in the draft, wide receiver is what you should be going after first? Or is that just a knee-jerk reaction to say, oh, we need to get Jameis more support, more targets to throw to? Are we looking at in the wrong direction altogether? Should we be looking defense? Should we be looking O-line?
Well, a couple months ago, they signed a guy. I can't remember his name. He was in the Canadian Football League, and he played with Mike Evans at Texas. So, I mean, there was a guy that I think that they have some hopes on, and have some younger guys. And I think you go through the draft, they really need speed now. I mean, Vincent Jackson doesn't have the speed. Vincent Jackson is a slower version of Mike Evans. So I think now you have to find speed. I don't know if this guy is going to work out that they found through the Canadian Football League. But I think they just go out with and get the fastest guy they can. Because, they also need a punt returner. That's been a problem, for the year, for the past few years. You don't have that guy that's really electric.
So, complete less of a particular position player, somebody who can do a little bit of everything. Maybe somebody to get in the backfield and maybe a third string backfield guy that can provide that pop as a punt returner on special teams, something along those lines, could certainly help out as well. Adrian Peterson, obviously a name that has been thrown around, has been brought up specifically with the Bucs, especially since he said he would love to play for the Bucs, or he would at least come down here and play. Too much for somebody who's got too many physical issues?
Well,
with his injuries?
There's two sides of the coin. You ask one analyst, and he says, if he joins the Bucs, they're an instant playoff contender. Then you ask another analyst and they say, he's washed up, he's old, he's not going to make a difference. So I don't know who you believe.
I know. I still think that a guy, as long as you have the cap space, bringing in a guy like Adrian Peterson, even if he's not at his 100%, he's been so good that, let's say he's at 80%, he's pushing everybody to be better as well in that backfield, along with his just straight up ability to make those cuts and provide speed like you're talking about. Obviously, you're not going to put him as a punt returner or a kick returner, but just that electric personality, veteran presence, and I certainly think that it couldn't hurt the ticket sales over there at Raymond James. But with that said, obviously, plenty of time to get through spring training, through the offseason for the NFL. Go out to Valspar, go out to the St. Pete Grand Prix next weekend. This is Weggs here in studio at KO Eggs on Twitter. Follow us on Twitter at Knockout Radio. Have a great weekend, everybody. We'll talk to you next time.